Iggy the Irk, Boom, written by Alan MacDonald and read by Clive Mantle.
Long, long ago, really ages ago, the world was a wild and barren place. There were no houses or shops, no schools or teachers, no cars, flushing toilets, or peanut butter sandwiches. So many things didn't exist that to write them all down would fill every page of this book and leave no room for the story. If you want to imagine how the world was, imagine an endless landscape of mountains, forests, rocks, and stones. In fact, stones lay everywhere, because this was the Stone Age. In the forests lived savage beasts, bears, snaggle-toothed tigers, and woolly mammoths, which looked like elephants badly in need of a haircut. People generally avoided the forests. They lived together in tribes because it was safer that way and easier on the cooking. One such tribe was the Irks. The Irks were a warlike race with bushy beards and hairy legs, especially some of the women. Their clothes were made of animal skins and they lived in caves high on a hill overlooking the valley of Irk and the river winding through it. In one of these caves lived a boy called Iggy. He wasn't the tallest or the hairiest in his tribe, but what he did have was imagination. And this got him into a whole heap of trouble. That, of course, is another story. Luckily, it's the story that's about to begin. Chapter 1. Making a Splash. It had been raining solidly in the Valley of Irk for 3 days. Rain dripped from trees and noses and trickled down necks. The rain turned the hillside to mud and pattered in puddles the size of small lakes. The older Irks nodded their heads wisely and said it was the start of the rainy season, which came after the foggy season and before the cold season. Iggy was fed up with sitting in his cave, listening to the plip-plop of the rain and trying to keep the fire from going out. For the 100th time he stood at the entrance, peering through the steady drizzle. The dark clouds over the mountains were beginning to roll away at last, leaving a bright patch of blue sky. In the valley below, the River Irk had risen high. To Iggy, that meant one thing: swimming at Giant's Rock. An hour later, he said goodbye to his mum and set off down the hill, calling for his best friend Hubba on the way. Giant's Rock was a little way downstream. It overlooked a bend in the river where the rocks cast long shadows over a deep pool. When they arrived, there were already half a dozen sons of Irk splashing and laughing in the shallows. Iggy waded into the cool green water to join them.
"Hey, watch this!"
Iggy looked up. Someone was perched on the very top of Giant's Rock, preparing to dive. It could only be Snark. Jumping off the rocks was a game the young Irks often played, daring each other to go higher and higher. But as usual, Snark was showing off by choosing the highest rock of all. Giant's Rock was so tall, just looking up at it made Iggy feel dizzy. Snark waved at them, satisfied he'd got the attention of his audience now. Backing up, he took a short run, raised his arms, and sprang nimbly from the rock. He swooped down, spinning into a double corkscrew before entering the water as cleanly as a salmon. For a few seconds, there was nothing to be seen but a circle of ripples. Then Snark burst to the surface. He wiped his eyes and shook his head, spraying Iggy like a wet dog.
"Woo!"
he whooped.
"See that? Brilliant!